take out the knife before you give it to him, v'noisla, then give him the knife, and let him make the shechita. Or mutar lecha mishchitas, and you'll eat from mishchita. Because the svar is, why should you do anything wrong? Since he's not a person, he eats at lahachis, he only eats the treif when he can't find kosher. Say that he gave him the knife, a kosher a knife, so why should you do a good shechita? We're talking about a person that knows such a shechita. Therefore, that's the Mishnah, kol shecht, even the chachila, you can let such a person shecht. But what's going to be loy boydik? Let's say he did not check out the knife before. For north and loy, you let him stam shecht. Then the din is loy yishchit. You're not allowed to let him shecht. For him shachet, let's say, b'diyeva, this person went and made a shechita. So then the loch was like this. Boydik sakino achrov. After he made the shechita, now we have to check out the knife that he made the shechita with. Nimtza sakini if he found out the sakin is good. Mutulacha mishchitasa. Again, why should we say he did something wrong? He'll eat kosher if he could. So since the knife is a good knife, most probably made a good shechita. But v'imlabav, after the shechita, we check the knife and we see the knife is no good. Then takatz also lecha mishchitasa. You're not allowed to eat from mishchita because you have to be afraid he made the shechita with this type of a knife that's pogum. Therefore, even with the evidence possible. So therefore again, l'chatchili lara give him to shecht if we checked the knife before. If we didn't check before, you should not let him check. But with the evidence, if we gave it him to shecht and we did not check the knife before, only after the shechita we checked out the knife and the knife was kosher, then with the evidence the meat is kosher. And the Mishnah then goes on to say, chutzpah mecheres shreit v'katan, next to mecheres shreit v'katan. By him they are filled the evidence nami loim. Even with the evidence if he made a shechita, it's no good if nobody's watching him. Why? As we said before, Shem Yeshua, Shem Yidrus, or Shem Yechlidu. We're afraid he won't do a good shechita. And the Mishnah ends off again, B'chun Shachtu, anybody that makes a shechita and Yisrael is Zemir Agabav, then it's kosher. So again, where is the last case going on? Elaim is going back to Acheres Shreit of the Kotan, again the famous question, Allah Koi, V'yim Shachtu, my boy, we're talking about that, they should just continue on and say the Lashon of, V'yim Shachtu, what's Lashon of B'chunan? Mashm is not going back to the case of Kotan. El Radai Yisrael Mumma, going back to the case of Yisrael Mumma. So that's the question, what are you going to have a Yisrael and Agaba for? So again, if it's talking about a Yisrael Mumum, so it depends. If you checked out the knife before you let him shecht, that he's allowed to shecht even the chetchila, even without a Yisrael and Agaba. Well, the case must be the loy bodik, that we did not check out the knife before we gave it to him. If so, he the Yisrael and Sakin lived decay. So what do you have to have a Yisrael and Agaba for? After the shechita, let's take the knife and let's check out the knife. The Belivdika Hashta, let's check out the knife now. V'id Lefter L'Sakin, if we don't see the Sakin now after the shechita, if so, if we can't check out the knife, Ki Achirim Rei Noisim Mayheve, even though Jews are watching him during the shechita, so what? Even though he didn't do anything wrong B'Shan Shechita, but Dilma B'Sakin Pogum Shochit, maybe though the shechita was done with a knife that has dents on it. That's Pogum. You have to be afraid it's not a kosher shechita. So more again says kasha. According to this man, Yom, it's also a kasha. According to Vashi, also a kasha. This lashon.
Yangmor says, Ravina says, Hokiktoni. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That Hakil Sheikh, again, what's the beginning of the Mishnah, the lashon of Hakil? Sheikh Sim means Hakil Mumchin. Everybody is a Mumcha. Everybody, like you have a right to say, he knows the loch is. And a shechita is a good shechita. Rashi says, Mumchin means V'yoydin hilcha shechita. They all know the lochas of shechita. So here's that lashon in the Mishnah again, that Asher Shechtin means Hakel Mumchin, means Shechtin Mumchin, and the Chiddush is V'yafo pei shein lechzokim. Even though they're not Mumchin, means they did not shecht in front of us three times already. So Rashi speaks out, means Shle Shech the flame of Gimabomim, Lirois im yesh bem koyach, if they have strength, shein them itself, and they don't become weak, b'shechita. Even though we didn't see them do it already, but since they're mumcha, therefore the chetchila of the shechita is kosher. But then what it means is the medvah amurim mumah. This said sheyoydim boy sheyedeya loymer hilcha shechita. If we know for sure that this person knows the halacha hilcha shechita, avol ein yoydim boy. But if we do not know that sheyedeya loymer hilcha shechita, he knows how to say he knows hilcha shechita, then lo yishchet. Then the chetchila not let him shecht. But then, with the evidence of Yim Shach of this person made a shechita, is Beitkenoi, so we check him out. In Yedeya, Loi Mihilcha Shechita, Mutalach Mishchita. So if we see later that he knows the Hilcha Shechita, then we can eat from Mishchita. Vim Labu, we do not know, then also Lach Mishchita, he knows from Mishchita. So that's what the Mishmi, that's Lachetchila, if we know that he's a Mumcha, and b'diyabed means that we do not know he's a mumcha, then b'diyabed, if he made the shechita, later we could check him out. And the mystery goes on again, chutz mecher shay to b'kotin, tiafilu b'diyabed namiloi. Even b'diyabed we can't let them shecht. Why? Shem yisho, shem yidu, so v'shem yachlidu. For whom all them sheshachetu, all them made the shechita, so Gemara says, hi, again, where's the sefer going on? Elaim again, achere shay to b'kotin, for the Gemara again, a lawyer, Koy, was talking about that. V'yim shachetu mi boile, the mystery just should have said, v'yim shachetu. Says Mash is not going back to Chereshat, we're going back to a new case. Ela rather, Shein Mumche, where the person is not a Mumche. If so, still it's a question, why does the Mishnah say you have to have a Yisrael, a Miragabov, Beboitkin Oisai Sagi, that afterwards we could check him out to see if he knows the Loch, is that enough? So why do you have to have somebody over him? So when it says the case is, the last thing that come on to live like, there's nobody by him to check, he's not by us to check him out. In such a case, if somebody saw him do the shita, that's but yeah, but we could decide if the shita was good. So that's Ravina's parents. Vika the army, some say that Ravina, Ravina says, okay, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Hakol shirk means hakol mukzokim. Everybody is a muhsik. Not that the mumchim, but the role mukzokim means that they know how to make a good shita. Meaning, if we saw them do it already three times, that's enough. And then if we saw it done already three times a good shechita, then the klal is afo pi shein mumchen, even though we do not know the no zilcha shechita, as long as we see him do good shechita three times, that's enough. B'med v'mamurim was it said she'shachetu l'funeinu be'zugim u'pamim, that the person made his shechita two or three times, v'lo nesal if he did not become tired. Avo le'shachetu l'funeinu be'zugim u'pamim, if he did not make a shechita two or three times, then lo yishchet, then we do not let him make a shechita. Why? Shemi Yisalif, we're afraid maybe you become tired, to become weak. The Yimshachot, let's say the person did make the Shechita. The Yomer, and he says, Borili, for him it's sure, Shleinu Salafti, I did not become weak or tired. Then Shechita Asik Shaira, that's what the Mishnah means. That's the B'dievet of the Mishnah. Chutz Mecher Shai Tzvekotim, Tefil B'dievet Nami Loi. Even B'dievet we can't let them make a Shechita. Why? Shemi Yeshua, Shemi Yidusa, we're afraid maybe they'll leave it over, maybe they'll be Doris. The Shemi Yachlidu, maybe they'll make a chalada, they'll stick the knife in the wrong place. And again, b'chum ha'shashach to a high, what's going on? Ilaim again, achem ha'shayt of a katan Allah koi, it's talking about that, yimshach to miboyla, she just said just yimshach to. Again, same question, b'yela, ha'shayn, muhzak, a person's not a muhzik. Then the Mishnah says, you have to have somebody watch him, for the more why? V'amrit b'borali sagi, it's enough if he tells us clearly he didn't become tired then. So Mishnah says again, the Teretz is again, that the last thing come on the Shaila, when the person is not around, we can't ask him. So in this case, we have the halacha that if Yisrael watched him, the shechita is kosher. The other one says, Ravina, Barabba, Barula, Kabaya, Varava, Ravashi, Liyamri. They do not like to say the parents of Abaya, Varava, and Ravashi. Mishum, the Kashalu, because we had a question on them. That doesn't end off good, the end of the Mishnah, on which case is going on, Vechulam. That if we saw watch the shechita, v'kulan. That was a question on them. Now kula karaba bar ula le'amr. They do not like rabba ula's teretz. Lach lishna the yamr hoch ikar. That we say what here is the ikar lachat of shechita. Adi rabba hosam ikar. But there it's more misach the kochim zvachim the kochim koi. And lach lishna the yamr hosam ikar. There it's the ikar. Vach over here adi the tani tami v'kulin tani nami tami v'mekdoshim. So I'll tell you the whole ton of a chulin gufuli yitzchukla. You don't need a chiddush because they'll hold that chulin shenasu ataros kiddush lavku kiddush domi. There's no such kabbalah that if you're eating regular chulin and you want to eat a b'tayro, there's no such kabbalah. It has to be b'tayro. There's no such kiddush even if it's tummy. Still you're allowed to eat it. So there's no such kiddush. So that's why they don't like his teretz. Now kula kravinu yama. They don't like Ravina's teretz. Lach lishnu the yama mumchin in shein mumchaloi. I tell you, they hold Roiv Mitzun as a Shechit Mumchenein, that Roiv is Mumchen anyway. So that's, come on, if you know or you don't know, you have a right to take on that Roiv people are Mumchen. Means Roiv people that do Shechit is Mustam and know the Lachat of Shechita. And Rach Lishtim, the Yama Mugzokim, in Shein Mugzokim Loi, they hold Aluf and Lechashin, we're not afraid someone will be tired. As long as he knows the Lachat, that's enough. Rov and Adam Mustad Lo Yama Kabaya, Kikushya, like the question we asked already. So Rashi says the question we asked already about the Yosef Me'amaniach of Yitzchok and Mechanusoi, that a Yosef and Nichnas alone is enough, you don't have to have watching him the whole time. Now, Yabai Eloyoma Karova, Abaye does not like Rava's teretz, that what Rava brought a proof that just being yoytze v'nichnas, checking out sometimes is enough. He said, brought a raya from Yayin Esach. So Abaye says, Hosam le'noga, hocha noga, over there the guy is afraid to touch the wine altogether. Therefore, just the fact that the Jew may come in, he's afraid of him. But over here, where this, where the kusi is doing the shchita, it's like he's touching the behemoth. Here, just to come in and go out is not enough. Here, you have to be over him the whole time. If you're not there the whole time, since he's already touching the behemoth, here we have to be afraid. When you're not there, it's simple to make a, you know, make a psul in the shchita. Therefore, here you have to watch him the whole time, because since he's touching the behemoth anyway. Now, Ravash Shili Yoma Katavai, Rashi doesn't sound like both of them. Kisov Kasiyot Kusim Geri Roy is saying these kusim heels are still goyim. And when they were Mizgayir, they became Jews only because they're afraid of the lions, like they were forced to do it. That's not called good geiris. Therefore, the shechita is possible altogether. Abaye liyomikravai, Abaye doesn't like Ravashi, leisvir leihod the rova. Doesn't hold that rova said. Ravashi says, the yomad ye yisro mumma shach lechachilu v'blikasakim. He doesn't know from that. You have a person that's a mumma, that's not makpe, teach shev kashrus, and not let them shecht. You can't rely just the fact he's checking over the knife. He doesn't know from that svara. Since the person is not makpe on kashrus, he'll eat treifus, you can't let him shecht altogether, even if you check out the knife. Therefore, they don't like that teretz. And so Ravashi does not hold like Rava. Ela Rava, my time loyoma kishmati. How come Rava doesn't say his own teretz that he says here by a mumma? That he says if you check out the knife, it's good. So why did Rav need another teretz before about nichnas v'yotzei? Let him say this chiddush by the mumer. So what the teretz is, l'dvorav d'abaye komar, k'lemas v'yolei. And if Rav doesn't learn like that shan the Mishnah, because Rav is only saying, according to you, Abaye, that you want to say it means you have somebody watching over the whole time, the kusi. So he says back, no, you don't need that. It's not that v'yotzei v'nichnas. But not that Rav really holds from that parrot. Rav himself, Olam Shana Mishnah, we're talking about a mumma. That a mumma, a person that's not makpid and kashrus, if you check out the knife, so then we say, for no reason, he'll make a good shchita. Like, for no reason not to, he might as well make a good shchita. Sefer of Shana Mishnah. You turn around, we'll learn like this. Turn around, shchitas kusi muteris. If a kusi makes a shchita, it's kosher. So again, we're going to the kusi as Geri Emes, the good Jews. The med of a mumrum was said because Yisraelim Agav, only the Jew was watching over him. But if we found that a kusi made a shchit and we did not watch him, then it depends. Choyter, kizar, you have to cut off a piece of meat from it. But no, it's not give it to him. Och leiv eats from it, mut lecha mishkitosai. V'yim lab, if he doesn't eat from it, then osa lecha mishkitosai. You can't trust him because he's not makpid on levne evil esit emichshol. So maybe he doesn't care to give it to us even though it's treif. Therefore, if he doesn't eat from it, we can't eat from it either. Yetzeba yimotzeb yada, yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Dalet Omer Aleph on top. The last sugyas we learned, first one chiddush we had before was that we hold roiv mitzuyin esa shchita mumchen hein. That means most people that go to do shchita, they themselves are mumcha, meaning that they know the halachas, and therefore we have a right to let them make the shchita. Natoy spoke out before, that means avad the shirt and af lechatchila. Even lechatchila we hold, you will not let them make the shchita. Then another story we had the more before said, according to Ravashi, that he old kusim will geri a roi yisayin. That means kusim had a loch like a goy, and their geris was not chal, because they only did it because of our royis. They didn't do it in the shem shemayim, and therefore they have a loch like a goy, and toy speaks out to shchitosim psulo k'moish lo v'kechovim. And toy shit to his war, we'll have a gemara later, from the posago mivuzovachto, so we dash in matash ma'ashata zavecha toycho k'loima. Oyse shubar zvicho lafu goy v'kechovim. That a goy's shchita is possible. Here, yeah, but that's only if the old kusim are considered geri aroyesein. However, the other shchitas before hold know that they're considered geri emesein. So Tzai speaks out that means that they will nisgayir again a second time later legamri. Sounds like the last brayso we had that shchitas kusi is muteris, only if a Jew is oymir agabov, if a Jew is watching him.
But if we just found the way Kusi made his shechita, then the last halacha was we have to give him to eat from it. If he eats from it, it's kosher. If he does not eat from it, then it's also. And the Gemara says ki yotze boy. The similar case like this is also a case of motza biyodoy. If you find in the top of the Gemara, the Avdalim and Aleph, motza biyodoy, you find in the hand.